to review the minutes.
Yes, Chairman, I move to approve.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as from last meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
I was going to bring up Skyline Drive. You guys signing the next part?
Are we what? Oh, yeah.
You know, for
yeah.
Next phase?
We have. Well, we've already started the process.
Yeah. And no. So I guess issue I got is, what about all the promises we was made before from the Forest Service and has not happened yet?
Right.
Maybe ought to hold the signature. They haven't. There has been no gravel pits. The rock thing isn't settled.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work out anyway.
We've just signed the agreement to apply for the grant.
Right.
That's all that's been signed so far. But yeah.
Well, I heard it's a 24-foot top, and it ought to stay to 26.
You mean they were going to narrow it to 24?
I hadn't.
Mark was telling me.
Hadn't heard that.
The typical section they're looking at is 24 feet.
I would keep it at 26. That's going to be tied up there anyway, especially the backpackers.
The bottom end is 26.
Bikers and stuff. So
do you know why they were looking at reducing it? Just money or?
Well, I put in a call to Mike to discuss that and their asphalt section because it's a 3-inch right now too.
Yeah, that's the other part.
We'll be signing agreements, which is due in August. We need to get all that clarified so that everybody's on the same page and so that the matches or whatever the new estimate is with what the county wants is brought forward right now.
The first section's at 3 inches also, isn't it?
3.5.
3.5.
Yeah,
and
see.
We had to work to get it 3.5.
So I think the old road was like 6.
In places, I think it was 30 or
50. Yeah, and it held up 50 years. So how long is this going to hold up? And the next people to pay will be Sibley County.
Right.
So it was.
These are things that we'll need to keep an eye on then. Go to battle for us.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And
well, it's, now we've been through this process already once. We know now. So before anything is signed for the cost sharing and all that, then we'll have all that figured out and presented again here.
So. All right, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, yesterday afternoon I received a thing from MICA again with their final drafts. CFL's happy with everything. And I told them, I said, we're still reviewing. They're anxious to get it signed before the 3rd of August, but we've got time. So.
Hmm.
Yes. And it looks like we was up looking at the rock thing yesterday. That looks pretty good, what they cleaned up. We got an issue with some of them. The disturbed rocks. I had Cody Roberts dig out a big rock that was sticking up above the ground. He said, I'll dig it out for you if you want. And I said, okay, towards the county. Like an hour or so, and dig it out, and we'll blow it up, and you can have the rock. But I said there's several more on the other side. Whoever gets that, they need dug up and blowed out of there, too. So then, Mark gets with the BLM, and we're in trouble because it's not supposed to be disturbed rocks. But I didn't know that applied to me, of course.
it does.
Well, we're debating that now. He's with that guy to see if we can't get it straightened out or we can get rid of them rocks that are sticking up. They need to go too in the right of way once
so,
it's in the way.
So an update on that. I've met with Reed Odie and he had his cronies with him and we toured the site. He took pictures, wrote down notes, didn't say anything. But later I found out one of the issues was digging up the rock because the permit says
disturbed.
the free use permit is disturbed only not. Anyway, and that's what was in the contractor's deal that we sent out, was those that are sticking out of ground. I mean, if you can't stick a hoe on it and rock it, it's gonna stay. They're gonna move on to the next one, is the way we've got it set up in that program. Since then, I met with Doug Lynn, and we went up and toured again, and he told me where everything, where we were, stood on everything. So I drafted a letter and sent to them to try to get approval to dig up those rocks. So that's where we stand right now.
Pull the tops off or something, but get where we're going to plow into.
Well, if nothing else, we can dig them up, maybe you can blow the tops off.
Well, something, but you kind of need to expose them to blow them, because they don't blow very good if they're not exposed.
No free area to move into when you pop them. So.
Yeah.
Lock out.
It takes a lot more. That's more fun, Butch.
Well, just call me when you do it.
I'll
kind of participate.
I'll give you a lesson if you want.
I do.
Well, come on.
No lesson.
So, before we move off of that, I learned this morning that we did have an issue with rocks. And we've thought about it a little bit. It's where a load of rocks went out of county and not to a public benefit. I think the way to address it in the future, and the commissioners will have to talk about the past, but the future is we draft a letter. I'll show it to Mary Ever, put it on a letterhead, and Andy sign it. We'll send it to the four contractors right now that have the ability to get rocks off the site. And the contents of that letter is that if you're caught, and I think they should be limited to Sublette County, number one. So the rocks stay in Sublette County. Number two is if you're caught using rocks for other than public benefit, then you forfeit your bond, and it's a $5,000 bond, and you're out of the program. You don't get any more rocks. And I think that's serious enough consequences that all the contractors will pay attention to that.
Butch? I think the rocks ought to go to anybody in Sublette County that wants rocks. If they pay the contractor to get them, they should be able to get the rocks. Not just to federal jobs, it's everybody's rocks.
But that's the problem that we have with the deal we have with BLM and the Forest Service, is that they cannot go to for private use.
Why can't that be changed?
Well, because they won't change it. That's up to them to change that.
It has to benefit the public in some manner, whether it's stream rehabilitation or a retaining wall along a road or a bike path, or I don't know.
Right.
There has to be a public connection in my interpretation of the permit.
Right.
Well,
and that's the way it stands in this program. However, they have the ability to go to the BLM and make their own deal with the BLM.
Right. Go ahead, Dan.
correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought we had an understanding in more than one conversation when we started this out, that the contractors were going to be made aware that the rocks were only supposed to be used for public projects. And I thought, and there again, I may be wrong, Mark, that was part of then the administrative process on this project in order to help protect the county's involvement, that was the case.
After meeting with Reed Odie, that was put in as a condition, on the conditions that go out to contractors. Part of that time, it was not part of the conditions that went out.
So when they first started picking up rocks, it wasn't part of the condition?
No, it wasn't until we learned more from the BLM about what their requirements were going to be. And once we did that, then I spoke to the contractors, to all of them, that BLM concerned about public use. And after meeting with Reed, it is now a condition.
Because I remember having discussions at the meeting here regarding that, that because it was brought up in our discussions to make clear the understanding that the rocks were going to have to be used for public use. Is that, am I?
I thought it was federal, state, and
but I mean, even at the time, before we passed the motion and initiated it.
Right.
Because it was our permit, and if it didn't follow those guidelines, then we could lose our permit, and we'd be had. But that was my understanding.
The permit states public benefit.
Well, I understand what you're saying going forward, and I agree with that, but I'm just saying, I thought we had that base covered before that, when we had that understanding, before we allowed to made that decision, that it was clearly understood that those rocks were supposed to be for public use.
I think it was clearly understood. I think we just have some contractors that are pushing the bounds and find a way to make a profit.
Are you
now? The one I know we're about to receive an official nasty gram from the BLM on that, and that it will be forthcoming, and it will be coming to us. I think the contractor that got caught doing this needs to go pick up those rocks and bring them back, and I think that is punishment. That's going to cost quite a bit to do that.
That or they get no more rocks.
One or the other. Either they're out of the program or they go pick up those rocks and bring them back.
I think moving forward, I like your idea of they lose their bond and they're out of the program. As far as dealing with the problem at hand, I'm going to...
I understand. You'll abstain. But
I tend to agree with you, Andy. It was clear. It was made clear to them.
Absolutely clear.
They weren't to sell those rocks for private purposes.
Yeah. On that note, they have the choice.
They could get away with it.
Right.
And
make a little money.
I mean, what you said on that note, they have the choice.
They have the choice of forfeiting their bond and being out of the program or going and getting the rocks.
Or going and getting the rocks.
Okay.
We can give them, I'd be happy giving them that choice.
Okay.
Will that satisfy the BLM?
Yeah, the BLM is actually sending us a letter and just saying that we understand that this happened, and if it happens again, your permit is gone. I will.
If that's what we decide to do.
Yeah. Well, I think we should. I think we should decide to do that.
The BLM will be sending that letter to all the contractors.
Sending it to us. Okay. We are going to need to share it with all the contractors with the letters stating what we're going to do from here forward.
Yeah.
Agreed.
How many rocks are you talking about?
I don't know.
Who knows? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's one rock in a truck or if it's a side dump load.
Or 25.
Yeah, or 25 side dump loads. Mary, can you... figure out how to draft some kind of a letter like that?
Sure. I'll work with Mark on the letter.
Okay.
When we get the contact from the BLM, and I'll mail all that stuff out.
Excellent. And then can you also work on a letter to send to the contractor that they need to go pick up those rocks and bring them back?
Okay. Is that what you want?
Yeah. As the manager of the program, should that kind of fall under him?
What's that?
As the manager of the program, should that be?
That's true.
Rather than put it on Mary.
Yeah, but it needs to come on your guys'
letterhead.
It needs
to come on our
letterhead. So will they work together?
Will you work with
we'll
Mark?
We'll work it through.
And we'll get a copy of the correspondence and letters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
It won't be until next week.
Fine. We have a path moving forward then. Good.
What do you got, Mark?
10%, final 10% on the Caligari project is coming through. I didn't get the 10% signed for the fencing, so it'll probably be at the next meeting, but it's complete also on Middle Piney. That's currently all I have.
Is the Paradise Caligari stuff all done?
Yes.
Looks pretty good. We went down there yesterday.
Question on the Middle Piney. There is, every place where the fence turned, there is a steel post. Is that Is that something, I guess I've never seen that done that
it's
way.
It's for their abrasion.
Or is that the way they kind of wanted
that
the way?
Request of Chad
okay.
for
the crossing
the
ditches
his
and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was corner braces, and so we furnished them some pipe.
So they didn't want to do a traditional brace and like...
They don't have to if they push that pipe down deep enough.
Okay, it'll it doesn't
the,
matter
that was the
because
idea.
If that's what they asked for, and that's and I'm under the impression that it is now their responsibility.
For maintenance.
The county is no longer in charge of maintenance of that fence.
And we have 100 feet.
100 feet, yep. Okay.
I don't have anything today.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen.
How's your
It's coming along. I was going to say he changed his mind, but maybe I didn't understand. He wants to start over by Richie's first and do some of that stuff over there.
So when you get around to locating that corner,
right?
I'd like to know where it is.
Sure.
Just for
you
curiosity's sake.
I'll make sure you do.
Okay. Mike, what do you got?
All right, this is, I know metal arc had come up previously. And
really?
I wasn't around.
Oh, be darned.
Yeah. Me and Billy.
First I've heard of it.
Met with the transportation director with the school out there, and actually he took us on a bus ride up there to see what we could do for a turnaround, you know, if this was to be paved. So we're just looking at ideas of what we could do. Visited with him, and this is basically the project, what we're going from US 191 to the end of county maintenance with asphalt. What we thought about doing right off the bat is adjusting the curve right off the highway to just make it safer. We widen this out, just make a more sweeping radius off of it. This is school property. I also talked to Bernie McAdams, basically said get some easement stuff put together and then they'll present it to the school board for approval. Doesn't sound like they have issues. Part of that, they would just do the easement. If at the end of the project we have basically a four-way is to create some edge parking for the people dropping kids off. What they do is they would back in here and then pull forward. So that
that's at the end
that's
of
the
end
of, road.
End of
okay.
County maintenance. So we pave a little bit past, you know, just to get off of where the right of way is and then extend these enough to keep the bus on asphalt. And we actually use their biggest bus, which he said that's would be the bus that they
yeah.
would use up there because that's where a lot of
kids
pickups are.
Just riding here at Coy's Road.
And I think Kevin was thinking maybe around 6 to 10 vehicles at most. That parking lot at the highway is really big because everybody goes down there. But if they went up that far, you'd only get who's north. And then they'd make stops
all the way
out. So you wouldn't have a big group. So while we're looking at this, we're just trying to figure out the best way to do it before we pave it. So we also came up with some rough estimates, just understanding what, you know, how much base has been put on over the years since it was first done. If we go with, I mean, this is a typical section. I mean, we have a little bit more ground out there than what a design asphalt section would be. A 24-foot wide travel way, we're estimating it around $1.5 million to go to 26, which is county standards, 1.6. And you can see it just involves shoulder work, really. We got a good foundation in the roadway. And then the last thing, just looking at approaches, sorry, Mac. There's approximately 40 approaches. Some of them are named streets, some of them are private. If we were to do them all, we're estimating that at about 100,000, and it would go down from there as if you just decided to go with named streets, which I think Butch and Billy, I know Butch and Mark met out there yesterday, and that was kind of where they were at, but those are kind of where the numbers are. As far as timeline goes, you know, if we were to get going on this right now, we wouldn't be able to let this project till middle of August. And I think we can get the dirt work portion of this project done. But it's really weather dependent whether we get asphalt done or not. And what we would propose is to get all the shoulder work done, get it all done, and we wouldn't mess with the integrity of the center line of the road, so it's open for travel for the rest of this year, and then basically it's ready to pave at the beginning of next year, and it would be ready for the next school season.
You're like, we said like July 15th or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can get going in May.
I know we did agree to put the money in the project this year, but I still don't remember agreeing to pave it.
Just for discussion.
Yeah, well, you have to make that decision.
Is that, I guess, this is that discussion? I don't know.
Right. Well, before we do any shoulder work, I mean, there needs to be a decision to move forward.
Yeah. And that's
right. Having this discussion, it all seems, of course, it all revolves around that's a busy road. But you're talking about buses picking kids up, bus turnarounds, and all this. There is a move at the state level to restrict the amount of money being spent on busing throughout the state of Wyoming. So it could all fall apart, and every kid that wants to be bused to school meet at the highway. So the bus runs to Boulder or however far you want your kid on the bus.
That's where
highway.
You pick them up.
I want to bring them to school and find it.
I just learned this two nights ago. It's going to play into what he said. The school currently pays everybody that buses their kid to that parking lot $30 a month. And that is probably why they're promoting this, is to get out from under that, to cut back on their fees.
So now why do they do that?
I don't know. I just learned this two nights ago.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Every family that takes their kid to that parking lot gets $30 a month.
Wow.
So I don't know how many kids that involves, but that's why the school's on board with this, I'm sure.
Do buses run in Pinedale? In the city of Pinedale?
Yeah.
And there is a statute that says if you live within 1 mile of the school, you have to get your kid to school on your own.
Well, what they did is they built the school out in Bloomfield.
Yeah.
So everybody in the town is not within a mile.
Right. That's what somebody was thinking, I guess.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, I guess my point is I would hate to sink all this money into this road with the major idea being for the buses, and then all of a sudden the buses just go to the highway.
Right.
And down the road,
And I hate to even say that Butch is right, but Butch... Yeah, Butch.
It's true.
No, Butch's deal isn't about the busing.
Right.
It's about the amount of traffic on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to project it that way. We just thought we would meet with the school to make sure if an improvement was done, it was in the best interest of the public.
With the bus, too.
We just tried covering everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Tom,
do you know if they pay every... Buddy, or just Meadowlark Lane?
I
think they have a policy for isolation reimbursement. I know school district number 9,
yeah.
If those kids are at the outer reaches, their families get paid to bring them
to a certain point.
Minus 1 mile.
Yeah.
It's the way it used to be here.
Right, but those are in isolated cases. Not isolation situations.
I see.
I don't know how you qualify for that, or... Maybe there's people out there that don't even know about it, but
yeah.
I don't know that.
Because that's
will
just
if it's out.
That's just 2
they
miles.
They will now.
Yeah, they know now. That's just 2 miles up the road. I mean, that's not like it's.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm 2 miles
Creek.
From the county road or from the state road. Yeah, that's odd. Okay. Anyway. So really, if you're going to go to work and you're going to get these shoulders built, and the commission needs to make a decision right away.
It's going to have to go out to bid in the bid process.
Right. Okay. So I don't know if anybody is ready or willing to make a motion to do that at this point in time.
You don't have your money committed yet?
What, Mary?
You don't have a budget until the 17th of July.
Right, but we did agree to put the money in the budget.
We don't have a budget until the 17th of July.
I understand. But we can put that money into the budget and then adopt it on the 17th of July, right?
Yeah. But you don't have an adopted budget until the 17th of July.
That's correct.
So we would have a motion saying we're going to move ahead once, as soon as we adopt the budget.
Once the budget is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we commit to paving the road, Meadowlark Lane, once we adopt it. If we need to put it in there once we adopt the budget.
Second.
We're not going to get any bills between now and when we adopt the budget anyway. But that would give you guys the go-ahead to get started.
So it has been moved and seconded that we move forward with the Meadowlark Lane paving project. Further discussion? Go ahead, Commissioner Burnett.
I guess the reason it's, one of the main reason this is being proposed, Butch, is the amount of travel that is down that road each day, which is, what's the average daily traffic now?
Building them.
1700.
It's about 1700, and it, you know, it's not dropped. I mean, when the boom, we were about 2200, and it's dropped. But you know, it sticks 1718 right there. That's what it is daily.
And what's the number from the Department of Transportation that they've come up if you have over
500?
Okay, how many other roads in the county that we have above 500 that we haven't paved?
None.
I thought Pronghorn Lane was.
What was?
No, you're confusing that with South Beach.
I don't know where that is.
I put your desk control. So we don't have any other road.
He's just giving you that 500 miles.
It was getting way too serious. So I had to throw something in there.
I'm getting serious.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, and as many times as I stopped and backed up and stopped and backed up over those counters, we still didn't get.
But I guess for point of clarification, I'm trying to make is that the Department of Transportation recommends roads that have traffic over 500 vehicles per day to consider paving those. This one is over three times that, and we have no other roads in the county that exceed that 500 average 500 on an annual basis that much traffic.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Any further discussion? I have just a little bit of. Go ahead, Tom.
I think a major discussion in this for you guys is the waterline project. I want to make sure that these two projects don't interfere with us, with each other.
Right.
They haven't even put in a permit yet.
Well, I know. And so their recommendation was to pave up to where that thing's going to cross and stop.
Well, and they would going down the road. Anyway.
Well, I think the solution is if they have, is we put sleeves in and we move on. But they need to make it very clear what their design is to you guys.
Well, they don't have it yet.
They don't.
I talked with Brian, and they don't have a design, and it's not going to be wet till the end of the year. And without that information, you know,
You can't even put sleeves.
I don't know where they need to go. I mean, as soon as they get some finalized plans, they said they're still working through that and understanding where utilities were through there. But there's still no permit to put it in the county road, the right of way. So at this point, you know, we can work with them to say it's not going to be in the right of way, but we can put crossings in at these locations to suit you. You know, it's kind of.
I think that needs to be a conversation that's had. If they have to cut our road, I'm going to be.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
They're not cutting our road. No. I think that needs to be clear. They're going to bore it, or there's going to be sleeves.
Well, Brian told Mike that they weren't planning on even going across the road.
Yeah.
So
I just
want
that.
Last year we put this whole project off so they could do the water. Exactly. They haven't done it yet, so aren't we still facing the same issues?
Exactly.
I don't know that we, as a county, I don't think you are facing that issue. We can say this is where it's going to be, or
I mean, work with them to try and make it work for everybody, but I mean, it should have been probably at this point already established where it was going to be in the county road. So,
well, you could tell them by the time we get to paving, before we start paving, if they don't want to bore it, then they better tell you where they want to sleeve in.
Yep.
Otherwise, they can bore under it, and they're not going to disturb the pavement.
Exactly. And if this projects out, and we can get this dirt work done this year, which is the plan, that would be decided before that's complete.
Right.
So there's not going to be any asphalt on the ground when they're doing that, if it's going to affect the asphalt. So.
Yeah, if it's going to affect it anyway.
Okay.
Plus, there's enough on the lower end to work on that first.
Okay. I just have one last discussion item, and you probably know that I will be voting in opposition to this, not because it isn't necessary. There's lots of traffic on there. It's just that the wounds of the Class 2 road project are still a little open for me, and I'm still having some issues with that. So.
Which I'll agree with.
Yeah, really. Perhaps you can name it the Andy Nelson Memorial Highway or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't get what
yeah,
you
I don't want to. Please don't.
Get flat that. Yeah. Remember the bus stops.
Yeah.
The star.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries 4-1. Okay.
Yes, aye.
On gravel pits, I met with Mark Fair. He's got about, he's probably close to got 30,000. He's doing pretty good. He finally got into some better material, drier material. He did say that he would crush more, but it'd have to be the same price. I told him I'd bring it up to you guys.
Well, I mean, do we need more?
Well, I mean, 40,000, I mean, 40,000 will do a lot, but there's, that he's all set up and stuff, that's a good start. We can always go back in there. We've only been to Horse up in the Beaver Pit for, about half the time he's been up there, and we've already got over 12,000 on the ground.
Yeah.
So, yep. But he's all set up. I will have to go in and strip more for him if we do decide to do more.
Well, and the idea was that we were going to have independent contractors crush until we kind of got our sea legs underneath mm-hmm. us and got to running. And sounds like we are and
we're running good.
So I'm thinking maybe we just leave it where he's at.
Okay.
Commissioner, that's where I'm at. If Billy's crusher's going and it's on board, and yeah. What, 40,000 last, how many years in that pit? Five?
Yeah, it just depends on what, Cottonwood needs a lot of work. So
years at least.
Yeah.
And that'll give you time to move in later and do your thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm on board with, we're done.
Okay, let's just go with that.
Okay.
Good for me.
All right, excellent. Anything else, gentlemen?
I got one other thing, and
of course you do.
It's very brief.
Okay.
So Skyline Phase 1, we've got the deed to, or the transfer deed for the Forest Service right away. Matt sent in a letter. It's been reviewed. As long as it's good with Matt, which he did, sent it into their survey department, and that deed will be coming in for signature. When you decide to vote on it, and it might be here by the next meeting. So
okay. That's
something to just think about, when you want to sign that to make it an official. That's really all that's left to make it an official county road.
And that's just phase 1, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So will you be coming to our meeting, probably our next meeting?
Yeah, then? And like I said, I had to call into Micah anyways on that, the agreement that they have drafted and some issues that we have with that. So hopefully we can just discuss it all at that
point. So will you present that to us in the form of a resolution then? Or
well, that's going to be just the actual, the county signs on to it and saying we are taking this portion over. The map, the plat, the county road plat is complete, and all we would need to do is get a resolution, right, for advertising.
Yeah, because the easement will be signed by them to us, and you have to accept the easement.
Yeah, right.
That's probably by motion.
Right.
But then the plat.
Then we'll have to adopt the resolution.
Adopt the resolution.
A resolution to adopt the plat.
Official county road.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's probably the mechanics.
All right, Tom, you had a comment.
Kind of. So this signature is the only last bit of, for lack of a better word, leverage we have on the Forest Service. If Micah doesn't address the cleanup situation in phase two, then the Forest Service needs to let us address it individually. And this signature is all we have to hold them to that. Am I wrong?
It's going to be a road easement. It's not going to have any, it's not going to have any stipulations or anything in it.
Within our easement. It will be, it'll be our easement.
Right. But you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I do. I understand.
We have a mess within our easement that was left there by the federal people.
Then it's our responsibility to clean it up, is what you're saying.
Yes, but they still won't let us.
I think, you know, with that in hand and we understand what it is, we could draft a letter back to them with some of the concerns that you have about phase one and what you expect to be done in the next phase.
Because those were all conversations we had with Micah clear back, and we haven't had any
contact
with
them
since. And
we're supposed to have a meeting in June, and, you know, this is going to be coming up in August. I think they need it by August. They would like an agreement by August, and there's still items that need to be addressed anyways.
We were meeting in October, too.
Yeah. So
those are just some of my thoughts.
Well, yeah, they're valid. So
we don't have anything to hold.
We have no leverage other than part two.
Part two or that signature.
Right.
They don't sign the easement.
Well, okay, you're right. We don't, but
yeah,
we have to accept it.
Accept it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Commissioner Rawhouse.
Going back, I should have spoke up earlier, going back to the pit that Mark's in. When he was the only contractor that we accepted when he bid that pit, there was conversation that we would come, which we just had, that once he reached what he bid, then would we come back and maybe have him do some more. And just listening to what everybody says, they think we should just stop at that, at what was it, 40,000?
40,000.
I guess I'm clarifying it. You say that 40,000 is good for 4 or 5 years of what work needs to be done up there?
Well, all the roads up there need gravel. I mean, mm-hmm. There's not enough to do everything that needs gravel. I mean, we got Red Castle needs gravel. Cottonwood definitely needs gravel. McDougal Gap needs gravel. So there's not enough to do everything. But time-wise, you know, unless we contract help for what Road and Bridge can do,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that 4 or 5 years.
So I guess what I'm saying is that what are the chances we could tell him do 20,000 more?
He'd do it.
He's there.
Exactly.
And he was the only, if we had five contractors doing five pits, I could understand it, but he was the only one mm-hmm. that did
right.
it. So, but I understand where everybody else is coming from too.
The
yes.
price was one thing also. When they decided that we'd probably have him do some more, who was talking about a different
price. Oh, a different price, and now
yeah,
he's saying that
he said
have
he'd have to have the
same price.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. I understand. Okay.
Okay, did we get that taken care of, your skyline question?
I just think if Mike would follow up on some of those questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a solution? It's just a concern.
Okay. Well, it is a concern, absolutely.
Well, you was talking to the Forest Service to what some of that.
The last direction that Rob gave me was they are following the project with the BLM very closely, and if it maintains a solid path forward, he acted like he would sign off next spring on doing the Forest Service part. That's just conversation. There's nothing binding.
Nothing writing, binding. Promise.
Right. And we all know.
I've got listed.
Yeah. So that was his last conversation I had with him, and I am not worried about it till next year.
Me neither.
Exactly.
And the upside is, I think we have somebody that's the head of the Central Federal Lands as far as this, and Micah, that understands the situation, the problems that Phase 1 presented, and that we could, they would, they're more on board now with what the cost of the rock is going to be and what's going to happen to the rock, and they can write it into the contract to say this is a byproduct of the construction, therefore they can say this is where it can go and this is who can do it. That's my conversations with Micah, and I think the way the first contract was written, it was kind of gray at best. So, you know, the rock was not considered a byproduct of construction. It was just a remnant, a mineral, basically. So
in the normal process, then, a byproduct of construction, they could designate a place to
just
put them all right
put
here.
Put them all there.
You get
or
done,
say,
they belong to the
we're
county.
We're going to turn it over to the county.
Who is they? When you say they?
The Central Federal Land in working with the Forest Service, because the Forest Service wants this project to happen. So Central Federal Lands can say, this is the stipulations of the contract, this is what's going to happen with the trees, the grubbing, the rocks.
And that would be Micah?
Yes. Well, he'll be the project manager, yeah. Basically.
And he's on that board of five, you said?
What's that?
Micah's on that board of five.
He is one of the decision makers, I believe. Well, that was just to get the project into approval, but he'll be running this specific job if he sticks around for three more years. So those are just some
avenues. That's why they can change.
The county does not have a pile of rocks, or do we have a pile of rocks?
We got a few.
So if you have a road washing out, you have a place to go to get loads of rocks to dump to protect our easements or our roads.
Mm-hmm.
For.
But it took a while to get them too.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
A lot of them come from up over.
So could you? You know, we've taken the tour and we've seen all the rocks that are down over the hill. Could the county use some piles like that, just to have for 10 years down the road?
We got quite a bit for the county, but things could change if something really washes out bad or something like that. But we've got enough rocks for the county.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, when we get ready to do this road and go up Skyline, should the county be trying to get in here to get more piles of
rocks?
They
shouldn't be buried and stuff like that. They should be stockpiled so somebody can access them. Like, I still think the public ought to have access just as well as anybody else. If you can get that word.
Well,
in there.
I'm kind of.
What difference does it make? I mean, they're taxpayer too.
Yeah, I know, but federal government isn't gonna. They're not gonna go for that.
If they designated them,
they won't go for it if you don't say something.
That's what Mike is saying. And get a big location. Here's a huge pile of rocks. You get good access to it that they can't tear up. Then first come, first serve.
The issue
sign a thing, saying there's no liability on the county. If you drop a rock on somebody, that's your problem. And some rules on, you know, what time of day and all that. Even if you have to have some kind of fee to pay the cost of administrating the program, and they'd be available to anybody. If you want to go buy some for landscaping or whatever, doesn't matter then.
The problem with the Forest Service and the BLM is they have guidelines that they got to follow, and if it's classified as a mineral or a valuable material, it's hard for them to get around, dance around it. Just like the BLM's doing right now, the Forest Service is going to maybe get on board to do that, but if you can word it that it is actually a waste product of construction, then that gets you around that.
That's the key.
That's the key. Mm-hmm.
And also the county paid for it. Well, the construction, to get them out of the road. There's a cost there.
Well, we'll see if you can get that in the contract.
Good luck.
All right. I think that's it.
Yeah, good luck.
Thought it was going to be brief.
Maybe. Yeah, it's all right.
I got one more
thing. I knew better. Go ahead.
Yesterday, Haley, with she was asked me if I'd bring this up. Haley to town, come and see me. She's putting in for a grant to do a bike path down towards, you know, down Pine Dump south right there, going down to our gravel pit.
Really?
Which I say good luck, because there's not much room there. But here's her little map she gave me and everything. She just wanted you guys to know that she's doing that. I said, well, I'd tell you. I don't know how they'll ever get that.
I don't see how they'll ever get it in there either. It'd be a giant bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
There's that. So just FYI.
Yeah. She just asked me, and I said we'd be more, you know, this is me talking. I said, you know, I'd be more willing to let you have the road to, you know, Granite Lake. So, but she didn't really want that.
So, Mr. Chairman, the rec board has looked at this before, and they've been to this board and talked to you guys.
Well, when we redid that road,
yeah, when they redid
they
the
wanted
road,
a bike
yeah.
path.
And there's no room.
No,
the rec board's on this grant with the town.
Yeah, she told me the rec board said that they would give her $75,000. She told me that yesterday. I know she's...
We gave them way too much money.
She's...
We haven't adopted the budget yet.
But I don't think... I don't. My personal opinion, I don't know how you'd fit it in there.
In a way.
Well,
you can make it this wide.
Yeah.
But how wide's a bike?
Yeah. Her thing is, and I told her that I just laughed because she said the reason they don't want to try to have that road or whatever is because of the bridges. And I said, them bridges, the inspections on them come back excellent. So
that's the easiest part of the path.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along the narrow parts of this.
Exactly.
Right away, there's no room. The river is touching the road.
So but anyway, I told her I would. She wanted
is that to get the bicyclers out of Redstone? Is that what that is for?
Yeah.
Otherwise, where does it go?
She wants it to go to Granite Lane, and then eventually they want to keep going down our road. But Granite Lane, and then it ends right there.
Once again, the bike path to nowhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
That well, isn't any part of the town.
I told her she'd be better to cut across, go over into Fox Willow, you know.
Yeah.
Because the town has that property there.
Yeah.
But
I don't know
what they decide.
Yeah, connect to the park or whatever.
Because Granite's in the county.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, she's welcome to put a granite.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
We know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Thanks.
That's all I have.
Let's do... waste management while you're sitting there.
Well, it's been busy. Recycling's been just crazy. In north side's real busy. South just picked up a little bit on recycling, but we've had to kind of do some extra work here with recycling. I don't know why it's got so busy lately, but that's good. We're doing that. We changed our hours down at the landfill. I haven't had any major complaints. I've had a few people call me and really like that we're later down there. Saturday's going good. We changed some drainage issues down there. Everything's going really good. I mean, I can't complain. The baler's running great. Kind of working around everybody's vacation and stuff. That's been the biggest hurdle I've had the last couple weeks. But the cover of everything, we're doing good. There's really nothing happening. Everything's just, I keep waiting. But everything's just going smooth. I mean, it's our slopes are doing good. The baler's running good. There's no complaints down there.
Crews are doing good and happy.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Thanks, Billy.
So DEQ has finished their review of the permit, and we are setting up for a meeting at the end of July in Lander to go over that permit with them. And they had a couple of changes they wanted that we'll have to discuss and see where we're at. But I think you should plan on attending that. So
let me know when I may go too.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Good. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Let's why don't we just take a quick break and then we'll come back in and designate the official newspaper.
Sounds good.
Oh, and then if you'll pass that on down to the rest of the fellas when you're done.
So the little guy in the back of the room is an intern.
Yeah.
That's a county intern. So,
okay.
Yeah. So he's